Commentator Daniel Pinkwater has been watching TV programs that irritate him, especially one that plays fast and loose with the facts about a town where he once lived.
The PBS station in New York City airs a series of programs with titles that begin with A Walk Through. There's A Walk Through Manhattan, A Walk Through Brooklyn, A Walk Through Central Park, even A Walk Through Newark. Recently, I was excited to find out that they were about to present A Walk Through Hoboken. I lived in that New Jersey city for a number of years, loved the place, have written books set in Hoboken, and couldn't wait to see the TV show. I saw the TV show. The walkthrough guys missed the mark repeatedly. The program was light on buildings of significance and filled with repeated showings of portraits of 18th and 19th century bigwigs. But where were the propeller works with the giant brass screws stacked up like incredible sculptures? Where were the old hotels from the steamship days? Where was the story of how the entire city ignored Prohibition completely and River Street was nothing but saloons from end to end? Where was the sign with the giant hand with finger pointing down at the famous clam broth house like God's finger? They showed all three houses where Frank Sinatra's family had lived, but they were not interesting as houses. Where was mention of the America's Cup? Hans Hoffman, Willem de Kooning, the guys who wrote Hair, Aaron for pity's sake Burr, and Alexander for pity's sake Hamilton for pity's sake. Okay, the duel was across the town line in Weehawken, but you know they had a drink in Hoboken first. I was disgusted. It's a darn good thing I am in charge of presenting the city of Hoboken in fiction. Okay, it's children's fiction, but still, look for my forthcoming book, The Runaway Chicken in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Daniel Pinkwater now honors Hoboken from a safe distance, much farther up the Hudson River.